Let's head to the South Island now, where some of Queenstown's migrant community have been left out in the cold by the traffic light switch-on. Only New Zealand or Australian ID is accepted to apply for the vaccine pass, making it hard for double-jabbed people without those documents. Our reporter Timothy Brown and cameraman Nathan McKinnon have the story.
The orange light is on and the traffic light system is now in effect. The difference between stop and go is vaccination. Queenstown Lakes is among the most vaccinated places in the country, with more than 95% of the district double-dosed. But not all residents have been able to enjoy the freedoms vaccination brings. Stefano Fioretto has called Queenstown home for 2 years now and got vaccinated in the resort town. But unfortunately for him, the government isn't recognising his Italian passport on the My COVID Record website.
I was going to volunteer for the Crown Work Series summer in Queenstown, and I couldn't do it because I didn't have my passport. I got my two vaccines and now I have to get my passport, but the problem is that in the page of the government, you only can get the passport having an Australian or a New Zealand ID.
He says he's carrying proof of his vaccinations with him, but it isn't enough under the traffic light system.
I got my proof of vaccine here, and yeah, that was not enough to just get and help and volunteer in Crown Works.
Jenny Golding, who owns the Captain's Restaurant and Crew Room Bar, says it's a bit of a problem in Queenstown.
There's still a lot of people having difficulty getting their pass because they're not New Zealand or Australian citizens and they can't just go online and do it. So that's been a real bugbear for my staff and customers, really.
And that, along with some who have chosen not to get vaccinated, meant they lost a few customers when the rules came into effect at midnight.
I told the staff to start doing it about 11:30, so almost like a last drinks. We had that half-hour drink up, so if they didn't have their vaccine pass that we could scan, we were going to have to ask them to leave at midnight because that's when the rules changed. And we did lose a few. Maybe almost half the customers chose to leave at midnight because they didn't have it.
iFly Queenstown owner Matt Wong has had some nerves about moving into the COVID-19 protection framework. He says all his staff are vaccinated and have been told to treat those that aren't with empathy, but he's worried confrontations may still occur.
For us, it is a New Zealand government legislation and it's a mandate from them. It's certainly not our prerogative to turn away customers, but we are going to be forced to have to do that. So our frontline staff are going to bear the brunt of some of those confrontations.
Mr Wong is really looking forward to the return of Aucklanders in a fortnight.
That's the silver lining, isn't it, is getting Auckland back. For us, Auckland represented 50 to 60% of our domestic market. And, for the last 12 weeks or so, we've been waiting for them to come back again. So that is a relief, especially going into the school holidays, Christmas school holidays. That's where we make most of our revenue, and it's been pretty lean up until then.
Nearby at the Kiwi Birdlife Park, vaccine passes are also needed to get in. Assistant Park Manager Jochen Walters says it was an easy decision to make.
Most people they know what to expect. But we do have already, we put out on our social media that this was going to be the case today. We had a few negative comments of people. It's just whatever decision you make, it's going to be contentious. So, it is what it is, I guess.
But not everyone is playing ball. One hospitality business that is displaying vaccine pass signage told Checkpoint that the requirements are too onerous and they'll take people at their word. A small number of other businesses appeared to be taking a hands-off approach to enforcing the regulations. But the vast majority of hospitality businesses are on board. And elsewhere around the South Island, businesses and members of the public are saying the system is a success and simple to use.
Yeah, scanning everyone. Rather scan than just visually see it, just because anyone can falsify that. So rather do that. And then we also got the name as well, so we can treat our customers like a friend.
Yeah, straightforward, quite easy to use. Even me as a technophobe, I was even able to do it myself.
Yeah, so I've got the vaccine pass, used it this morning to go into a cafe, and it was pretty straightforward.
It's gone very easily. The key thing is, I think, is having this sign here on the counter, the My Vaccine Pass, and people see it, not a problem, they get out their phone.
It's early days, but those in the south are generally pleased with the traffic light system. All they want now is to be given the green light.